Eddie.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Call our meeting to order. Got Mr. Strahan and Pendleton present and Mr. Strafus on the telephone. And we got something to talk about with Verizon. And Nikki's going to tell me all about it, I bet.
I had mentioned an issue with...
Nikki, can you get a microphone close, a speakerphone
can you hear me?
Closer to you?
Is that better?
Much better.
Bring it up close.
Okay.
I know I had a hard time a couple days ago here.
Okay. Brenda Neal has had issues with her telephone, and I spoke with our representative at Verizon. There is a device that she could use inside of her home. There is no monthly charge, but for the component itself is $250, and it's actually a network extender.
Okay.
She's been unable to receive calls from the sheriff, from judges, while she's at her home.
Have you told her about this? Because when she talked to me, she said, I'll buy this or I'll do whatever it takes to make the correction, is the way she indicated to me. But yeah, this may be something we need to talk about anyway.
Well, droids will not work with our email service because we have a BlackBerry server.
Well, I visited with you, as you know, a day or two ago. I was reminded about it. And after I visited with you, I got to thinking, it seemed we need to do something. I think it's important that she's able to talk to the judges, needless to say. But after talking to you, I'm thinking, why can't Verizon do something for us when you can get cheap phones, which I've had it in my own family?
Correct.
She said that I think it's either a son
it's
or
a tower,
daughter has
what they
one.
What
they
have told
she,
me is it's a tower.
Her husband
issue.
Has just a cheap phone,
right.
And he can talk. Yeah. Same service. And I got to thinking when I was visiting with her, I think it was yesterday or day before, I believe my memory's right on this one, and that is when we got our BlackBerries, I noticed that I didn't have as good a service as I did with my little old cheap phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I've kind of asked you to go this direction, but I'm for doing it if everybody else is, or getting her, whatever. But on the other hand, went to the Verizon office a few days ago, and they got a gazillion new phones, a little exaggeration. Couldn't they come up with another phone that'll get us a... Have you asked that? Did you
There is a new phone that is free. It's the BlackBerry Bold.
Yeah.
Twice as much memory. It's supposed to be a better phone.
Reception, though. Say anything about reception, you remember?
No.
Hey, my thought is the same thing. If there's a phone... Because different manufacturers get better strength. My thought is, could Verizon provide us a couple different phone BlackBerry options to see if we can't experiment with that? Because my concern is if we buy Brenda Neal that device, I mean, I could easily qualify it. There's parts of my house that I don't get service in. And it's spotty sometimes when it's in the house, too. So I guess my question is, if there's a better phone that gets a better signal, I'd rather try that before we start buying devices.
I think that she needs to know that there's an option, though, because I think from my conversation with her, she's ready to do
whatever
it takes to, even if she has to try to, and I don't want her to have to do that, but she said that she's ready to purchase or trade or change. She has to have this because of all the things that come across it with her emails and everything like that, which is a great asset for the county workers and everybody. But she's ready to do anything on that. And I myself at my house, I may talk for a minute and just drop. I'm not even on the move. I'm in the same location and drop the call.
Right.
And so,
Nikki, what's Verizon's position about giving us some loaner phones to experiment?
I can contact them and see what their position is on that.
I mean, I would, I'd like to see if they can't get us some phones that would work. It'd be easier for us to manage phones versus, you know, then if her extender in the house doesn't work, then who goes out there and fixes it? If the county buys it, do we send somebody to a house? My concern is that where does it stop? And so if we can get a phone replaced or a different model that may do better, then I'd rather go that direction.
I first, thank you, Nikki, for getting the ball rolling again for us. I'm for doing that, but I'd like to pull the deal we do ever so often, and let's give it a time limit, week or two. If we can't come up with something better, then let's get it back on the table, because I think we're guilty of putting this off, and Brenda's been needing this for some time. And anyway,
I'm good with 2 weeks. I mean, if we can get a phone, and within a week, we'll know if it's working or not. So,
right.
How about 2 weeks, we bring this back up, whatever we've got going, and we make a decision in 2 weeks. I'd like to try the phone option, though, but let's do 2 weeks. Is that all right?
Sounds good to me.
That sounds good, but I tell you, I would be for buying one of them and putting that thing in her house, because I would personally buy one if it worked at my home. So if they would supply one for a test, as you said, they would supply one for a test of the phones. If they would supply this for 2 weeks to see if it improved, I would be interested in trying that to see if that might be an option. If the phones don't work, then we have the other thing already in testing. We're not waiting for a month before this all takes place. I feel very bad about the situation that we put Brenda in with, like Chuck said there, with not having a phone, and judges and sheriffs and everybody else having to call her. So I would be willing to test one of the devices that they want to put in for the 2 weeks, and then put the new phones into the test. If she said it worked, well, you know, that may be the way some of us want to go.
Okay, so
I'm good with that too. I mean, we just got to do something. I agree. That's fun.
So we're asking Nikki to call Verizon and ask them to supply us with a tryout on the repeater, whatever you call that, as well as whatever new phone that might get better reception and work.
Yes.
Just ask for a trial run on them, both of them.
Yes, sir. That's how I did.
That's the way I look at it.
We got Nikki nodding her head
okay,
sounds like a plan.
And I'll repost it for 2 weeks for discussion.
Okay.
Great.
And you'll let Brenda know what we're
I'll call her.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. What do we have next?
There's payroll at 9 o'clock.
Okay. We've got about 7 minutes, looks like. Any administrative or
what else we got?
I do have something.
Okay.
It's on a nuisance case. I received a call yesterday from Mr. Kenyon. It's on 642 Cannonball Loop. Do you remember that was an ongoing issue for...
I'm tickled today, you know. I'm remembering two different things. I remember that other deal, too. Yes, ma'am, I remember that.
Okay. He's very agitated because after he came before you gentlemen, he feels like there's nothing that's been done. And I tried to explain to him that we have a process that we have to follow. We have to go out and get pictures, and he came back at me and said, I've sent you many pictures over the past 2 years. I said, they have to be current. Tried to go through that whole explanation with him. I told him I would get it back in front of you.
Okay.
Can I get Dan to go out there, take pictures?
Don't need to.
Well, you know how it goes when you brag. You generally are humbled right after that. When we met with him, the meeting you're talking about, did you hear Nikki all right, Jim?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
I don't remember how we left that meeting.
Told him to go to the health department, and he has gone to the health department, and they said the decision rests on your shoulders.
Did they have any directions?
Not 10 o'clock.
Their meeting is at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. My memory is searching for that we, what I'm remembering or thinking I'm remembering is that we didn't feel like we could do anything for him. Since the health department couldn't verify that it was a, as I remember, it was a problem with mold that was affecting him physically.
Right.
Who else remembers something about
that? Well, this? I remember that there was actually, you went out and walked into the house.
I've been in the house. Yeah. I didn't find any.
Right.
I mean, it's all opened up. They'd taken all the sheetrock and everything off of it. And
yeah.
I didn't, of course, I don't have any knowledge of.
Right. But I remember that part of it, that there was an effort made. I mean, if Mr. Kenyon says that we haven't made an effort to try to do something, I do know that we said that one of the commissioners was responsible to go look at nuisance cases, and Chuck even went out and went into the house and brought back a report of somewhat what he's telling now.
Right.
And so if someone calls you on those circumstances, I don't know that you have to listen to just tell them that you'll contact us, that you know that this has already been discussed or talked
right.
about, and you don't have to go through, listen to a lot of things that doesn't pertain to you.
Right.
So,
I feel like we need to either say we'll try to do something or we won't. And we should have done that by letter, and evidently we haven't, if that's where we're at. Jim, I'm thinking you went out there, didn't you, or did you talk to him?
I've been out there, yes. And it's much better than it was. I mean, when I went out there, it wasn't as bad as it's bad, but they've done some work on it since I was out there. I was out there a while back, but I can't remember when I was out there last.
So did you... As I remember, his main issue is that mold is coming across on his property and affecting him. Did you find mold or anything?
I didn't find mold, no. And see, I felt like mold would be a health department issue versus a nuisance ordinance. I mean, mold has health concerns and health ramifications, and that I felt that if his argument's mold, the health department needs to take ownership, and if they don't, really, we're not into the health testing.
Is this a duplex, or is there 7-foot setbacks, and it's 14 feet away from any building on his property?
I'd say there's 14 feet.
Yes.
Well, here I go again. I'm a short timer. My first thought is, I don't know that we can do anything for him, but I do feel like we should respond. We can or we can't, or we will or we won't.
I think it needs to be in the form of a letter saying that two commissioners have been on site, visited the location, that his concerns with the secretary of voicing that we hadn't done anything or hadn't taken any action is false, because we have looked, we have discussed, and we have, in one way or the other, sent a message that there wasn't anything that we could do.
Sheriff just walked in the door. Let's get him to take care of it. Just a joke. I'm just teasing.
But anyway, should be.
Do we want to send Dan back out there to take more pictures?
Mr. Kenyon said that when he spoke with the health department said there is no health issues, but there is a violation of a nuisance ordinance.
Well, that's the county's nuisance ordinance, not their ordinance.
Right.
And I don't know that there's any violation. They have the house. I mean, it's a vacant house, but it's secure. Our ordinance discusses abandoned structures, I believe is the term. Mm-hmm. And it's not abandoned. I mean, the people live right across the street from it. And when I was out there, it had a boat trailer sitting there, and I think that was all that was outside of the structure. And I mean, the windows, as I remember, now I may be wrong, if the windows are broken, that would be a safety hazard, and that's what the ordinance is about.
Correct.
And I guess we could ask Dan to run back out and look at the outside of the structure. Want to do that and then come back to it Monday or something, maybe?
That'd be fine with me.
I'd rather just have Dan take a bunch of pictures, and then let's put it back on the agenda for us to talk. Monday's great. That way we can look at the pictures and then send a letter based off the most current pictures we've got.
Okay. Would you rather have the sheriff go? He's got some idle time, looks like.
I'm no comment.
Just having fun, trying to have fun. Okay. Got a plan, sounds like, and okay. We'll try to get back to it Monday. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
What else you got?
That's all.
Payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. What's next, Nikki? Do you remember right off? Oh, you got something beside payroll for us?
Yeah, it's payroll. Next pay period, I'll need to do payroll on the 24th, which is a Wednesday. And it also will be the same way on the Christmas. It would be Thanksgiving and Christmas. I have to do it the Wednesday before because we're off. So, or Thursday. Well, excuse me, it's Wednesday on Thanksgiving, Thursday on Christmas.
That's so fine. We'll just schedule it that
way. I just wanted to make sure you guys were okay with me doing payroll early those days.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, okay. All you do is when they you'll contact the office holders and the people, and they'll turn in the timesheets early?
Yes, okay. They do. Yes,
all right.
And that's already set up. It was set on the schedule, but I like to clarify it so that everybody knows it's a happening. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Okay, now we got executive.
Well, actually, Jimmy, Nikki's advised me that everything's under 9 o'clock, and Jimmy Russell, our sheriff, is here for the retirement ordinance.
Okay.
We can take that up before we go into executive.
Okay. Jim, you probably didn't hear that. Bob wasn't at a mic.
I got it. I heard it all.
Oh, you did? Well, good.
Yeah, Bob talks loud.
All right. So we'll go. Jim, are you ready to go ahead and visit over the phone on that?
Yeah, the biggest thing, I'm on the nuisance, I mean on the retirement ordinance, the only thing that I was wanting to address was, or discuss was, you know, it has expired. I'm in favor of extending it, but I had asked Bob to do some work on, you know, not looking for people to abuse it, but look at something about what makes sense about modifications. What have we heard back or heard that we need to look at to possibly modify? And Bob wrote a couple sentences. Bob, do you have that in front of you?
No, I didn't know exactly what the retirement ordinance was. I kind of assumed this might be it, but I didn't bring it with me. Basically, what it says is that when you retire, it's a retirement agreement that you execute, and at the time you execute it, and there'll be something in the agreement that in return for receiving the payment of $200 per year of service, that you agree that you're not going to work for the county for a year, or work more than a certain number of hours for the county for a year, and that if you do, then you have to repay, because it's considered a breach of the agreement, the $200 per year. So, in other words, you can't get the $200 per year, retire, and come back to work next month and consider that a retirement and get that cash payment and take a month off. That won't work for you. So basically, once you retire, you can't come back to work for the county for a year if you take the money without paying the money back.
And that was just something that I wanted to bring up before the commissioners, to say, to have that discussion, and then if you say, well, we're not for that, that's fine, but the other thing would be, you know, do you want to extend it at all?
Jimmy's got a thought for us, I think.
Well, now, you said you cannot come back to work for the county for a year. Now, is that full-time or less than 1,000 hours?
I proposed some language, which I don't have in front of me. I thought of both, and I don't know if I put in a number of hours or if it's making it essentially full-time. Or, you know, it could be so that you could work part-time but not over a certain number of hours.
Our retirement, you know, allows them to work part-time as long as they don't work over 1,000 hours.
And I'm open to that, too. I mean, that's part of my thought, too, is maybe not to exceed 1,000 hours and change the wording, but I'm open to about anything.
Well,
I just wanted to throw it out for discussion.
Yeah, and I'm...
I drafted something.
I would like to think about this just a little bit, Jim, before we get too far along here, because this thing was initiated to seek some assistance maybe in the budget labor force. And
correct.
So... that was the main initiative thought behind this whole process, and I don't know whether we can consider extension, but I don't know whether that's fair to the people that took it in the first place. I don't know that the people that took retirement on a deadline that they thought that they had to meet, if it's fair to those folks that we extend it to a later date. And that's, I want to think about that for a while. I wouldn't even want to make a decision on it today, but I'm
not looking for a decision, but the thing was, I wanted to bring it to the commission to say it has expired. We have people who have indicated when they're going to retire. And you're right, Danny. We had originally made this so that people would retire and we would hope the elected officials would not backfill those positions so that we would help on the attrition when it came to budget year for next year.
And there, as Jim said, I know that there are other people who have expressed an interest in taking advantage of this who want to retire here. There are eight of them, according to Dixie. I don't want to get into specifics, but they'd like to be able to take advantage of this program. But at the same time, Jim, Mr. Strafus, indicated to me that he was worried about it being abused by people coming right back to work a month later after getting the money. And that wasn't the purpose of this whole thing. So the year seemed like a good agreement if they're off for a year and receive it, you know, they may or may not get hired back, but they have really retired if they're gone a year. Or, you know, the part-time issue, you know, that can be visited. I don't know if I actually put that in the suggested language that Jim asked for.
I would like to see that in where they could at least come back part-time, and it's a benefit to all of them. I've had one, Lee Griffith, who has retired and is coming back to work part-time for us, and we're not filling his position because we can probably use him part-time enough that we're going to try to get by without having that position filled. But, you know, and like with Roden Bridge, you know, you guys might be able to use a Roden Bridge employee to come back and push snow, you know, just as a seasonal
right.
type deal. Somebody's already trained and, you know, licensed and everything.
And to Danny's point, I think when you originally passed this, you said that you didn't know whether you'd extend it or not, but you wanted to make sure, you know, exercise it while it's going on, but you could extend it, and but that was up in the air, I think, is what you said.
That's correct. Those are all good discussion points. That's the whole thing is I just wanted to bring it to the forefront so we can start thinking about it, and then, you know, I knew it. You know, we're going to start budget discussions soon, and I just want to make sure we have a tool available, possibly, if we need to reduce headcount. If that discussion happens because of the cuts that we're looking at. But like Jimmy said, you know, he's replacing a full-timer with Lee part-timer. That's a good use of the program because, you know, we're gaining by doing that. So that's a good use of the program. My concern is if we renew it, let's think outside the box of possible ways to get it abused, and we don't want it abused.
Okay. I look at it a little different from what Danny was saying about not being fair to those people that took it. I see it not being fair to the eight people that Dixie mentioned that because they didn't make their retirement by October 31st, that they're not being treated as, like everybody else. And of course, I think I argued at the time we did this, I wasn't in favor of the deadline of October 31st. If we're going to implement something like this, my argument was it should be implemented. But anyhow,
I think a lot of the people's understandings was as long as they had a projected retirement date in by October 31st that this was effective for them. Is that correct?
I think that's the way some of them have taken it. This whole thing has not been approached right, as far as I'm concerned.
That's the way our people were told it was.
I think that there was a lot of discussion, just like we're having this morning.
Yeah.
And I think that it came out as people listen to us over the airways now, other than the decision being made and documented, that there's ideas that come out of our conversations, ideas that came across, and somebody will say, well, I know he said this or he said that, but the actual vote or whatever we do is maybe totally different than what somebody's recommendation is. As Chuck said, he has a disagreement with me on the thing. I have an idea that we were trying to set a date so we would know how our budgetary figures would come out and how we could have a reduction in cost and operation. So those things, I think that's the reason that there was a timeline set, and it's not a situation of what that timeline is. It's a matter of trying to fix an operating budget. That's...
So where do we go from here?
I think we have to have a work session just like we're having right now, but I think we have to have another work session before we make a definite decision on it.
Don's got a...
What information do we need to gather so we can be prepared to have a full discussion on it?
Don, give us your input. I see you're ready.
Well, I would just... When we wouldn't have had employees come in if we was under the impression, because whenever employees got ready to retire, some of them had understood it just listening to these meetings. I was under the impression, and I'll be honest with you, I was under the impression that if they come in before the October 31st and they intended to retire January 1, that they could get it. So that's the reason that's kind of a shock when I found that out.
I think if you listen to the tapes, though, that's not exactly what was said. Everybody should have come in that case and said, I'm going to retire in 2030, and they would have been eligible for it.
Well, that's probably true.
Okay.
So we've misled them.
Okay, Jim's present here, and Frank's got a comment.
Good morning, Frank. Preston, Rodenbridge. In speaking to, I know the message that was passed along to the Rodenbridge employees were that there was an official deadline, but it was my understanding, based on commission direction, that if you had any inclinations or thoughts that you would retire sometime early this upcoming year, that prior to the deadline, we were asked to give those names to Dixie, so that during the budget process, the commission could take it into consideration as to how they wanted to move forward. There was, as far as I know, there was no implied this will continue on, but it was a part of a decision-making factor by the commission to move forward, whether or not to move forward. But there was a list of names turned in, not with the people knowing that they would get it, but it would be taken into consideration as we move through the budget process. That's how I passed it along to Rodenbridge.
And that's the way I remember it.
Well, I'd like to suggest, or I'd make a motion, that we extend this through December 31st.
With modifications or just as it?
With your modification that...
1,000 hours?
That,
that you can't come back for a year on anything more than a 1,000-hour basis, because
right.
If you're working full-time within a year, you didn't really retire.
So you can work up to 1,000. Anything more than 1,000, you would want to. You don't qualify.
You're
going to have to repay the money that you got for
the retirement benefit.
Let's,
that would be my motion.
Okay. I don't guess.
It won't work because a lot of these employees aren't going to retire until next year.
So extended, it's not going to make a difference, you're saying?
I don't think so. You look on there.
Are any of the eight say that they're going to retire before December 31st? Or?
No. They're all 2011, first month, second, third, fourth, two in the fourth, two in the seventh, and one in the tenth. Five Road and Bridge employees.
I won't mention
any names.
Yeah. No names, no numbers.
But it looks like early spring is when we have multiple numbers of employees in Road and Bridge that will be retiring.
Well, so extended doesn't fix the problem.
No.
Well, that's the reason. What if we specified that if it's requested that they will retire by May or something before the end of the year, that they would have the ability to take that benefit?
So you want to extend it until May?
No, extend it till December 31st. And with another sentence in there that says if you're planning to retire by whatever date, May, end of May or April or whatever.
The application has to be made.
The application has to be made like Don had perceived the issue to be already.
Okay. I have a little bit of a problem with it because I think that the whole thing, it's not about retirement. It's not about the people that are retiring. This is about operational budget cost. So I have a little bit of a problem that we set a date and we're moving the date and then moving the date and then moving the date. So I don't care if we want to make it a policy, let's make it a policy.
You don't want to make it a benefit.
But we don't want to make it a benefit. And when we take a total look at the budget and see that this will either affect or not affect in a tremendous way. Because if it doesn't make a great big difference, I'm not interested in it. I'm interested in trying to balance this budget. And I have the employees' concerns at heart, but our primary position here is to operate the county and operate it on a balanced budget, operating budget.
This was an attempt to increase attrition, reduce the number of employees, and thereby allow you to balance your budget.
That's exactly the whole. I mean, that was the whole full intent.
May I read the policy? It's not too long. Sure. The title is Early Retirement Policy for Full-Time Employees at Taney County. Purpose, this policy is designed to compensate employees at Taney County as they prepare for retirement. Eligibility, any current full-time employee at Taney County may apply to the HR department for a retirement agreement. A current employee is defined as an employee that is currently in the payroll system and receiving regular paychecks. The decision to request a retirement agreement is at the sole discretion of the employee member. No employee member shall, in any manner, be coerced by any Taney County elected official or employee to request or accept a retirement agreement. That was number one. Number two, tenure status. After application is completed, the employee member shall voluntarily and irrevocably relinquish employment at the inception of the agreement period. Compensations, number three, Taney County shall compensate any employee qualifying for the agreement $200 for each year of service. The retirement agreement compensation shall be paid on the final check to the employee. Number four, elected officials do not qualify. Number five, policy sunsets on October 31st, 2010, 5 p.m. It's a policy. We voted on it. We've been acting on it. It's a real thing. It ran out October 31st. But it's a policy that we had until October 31st. Jimmy?
The thing of it is, if you're going to, Danny, you was talking that you wanted this to eliminate some positions for the budget and everything. Look at the ones that have already applied. How many of those are going to have to be replaced? I mean, is it actually eliminating positions?
This was brought up for that very purpose, Jimmy.
Right, and I understand that. But what I'm saying is, are the ones who have put in for it, are those positions going to be eliminated, or are they just retiring and going to be replaced?
That's the reason I asked that we go through budget hearings before we make a decision upon extension. I mean, that is the very thought about the reason that I wanted to go through the budget hearing and see if certain services cannot be cut, certain services cannot be, certain offices can't afford to cut. Mm-hmm. But we have to look at a budget process, and I've made it perfectly plain that, and it should be throughout the courthouse. And I won't be a popular person with these ideas, but we are going to operate on a balanced budget, and I'm going to try to make it happen in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it may not be a possibility, but I'm going to try to make a balanced budget, operational budget, in 2 years.
So if we waited, Danny, how long do you want to wait before we revisit this?
I want to look through the budget the first time.
Okay, so do you think December 1? Do you think in December 15? I mean, because it sounds like to me is that a decision today, tomorrow, next month is not going to impact anybody except...
No, there's no dates on there that affect
but,
that.
What if there is? What if there is employees that between October 31st and an extended policy or ever how it's done, what if there's employees that retire in that period of time? Are they going to be eligible?
Technically, by the policy, the answer would be no. But here's the thing. I'm just trying to get Danny an opportunity to read through what he needs to read through to be comfortable to extend it. I mean, I don't want to... it to be passed a 2-1 because I didn't give you an extra week to read through something or 2 weeks. I mean,
I think that when we go through our budget hearings, Jim, we sit down and we're going to have discussion about, we're going to have each elected official come in. We're going to have our own staff that we oversee come forward, and we're going to look at those things, and we're going to look at these availability of these 8 people that have already put their names in, what kind of effect that's going to have. We're going to look at the effect of others that possibly might decide, say that we say that there's going to be 5 or 10 more that may take it. We look at those possibilities before we learn to set a budget. I've got 2 years to do what I plan on doing with getting this operating budget under control. And so that's my sole purpose of looking through to see where we're at so that we can extend this. I'm not again extending it.
Right.
But I'm again extending it right now until we look at things.
Why? In that argument, why did we go ahead and do this prematurely? I mean, we haven't done what you're saying you want to do. How many employees have we, Don, Dixie, do you know how many have taken advantage of this?
I'd say 6.
So we've got 6 that's already taken advantage of it.
How many of those positions were replaced would be a good question for you, and see if it's working for you. It sounds like Chuck wants to do it to at least 12/31. Which would be the rest of this year, which wouldn't implicate next year's budget, but you'd have to see the amendment before you'd vote on it anyway.
I would have to see the amendment because I mean, that's...
In Roden Bridge, and I can only speak from that perspective, the people that took advantage of the retirement, we have not replaced those positions and we do not intend to do so. We are also considering...
So let me clarify. The ones that took it this year, we paid out on...
That's correct.
You did not replace those positions.
That's correct.
So how many was it? 2? two or one or two? No, I can think of one. That's all I can think of.
Dixie, help me out. Two, possibly three, Roden Bridge.
So it benefited, the policy benefited you?
Yes.
Okay.
With the mindset that Mr. Strahan's talking about, our ultimate goal was through reduction in forces, we would have a long-term positive effect on the budget.
Okay.
And we have several more upcoming in the spring, and currently our intentions are not to fill those positions. There may be some reallocation of forces and changing around and shifting of the forces where they're currently working at, but not necessarily backfill those positions.
Okay. What I'd like to do is table the discussion until Bob can get that wording.
And I emailed you some wording, but we need to change it slightly for the part-time.
Right. And then I'd like to post it again for just next week. I mean, I don't see a detriment to extend it to the end of the year.
Do you want to extend it till Monday? Would that be all right?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking so, but I'm thinking I'd just like to repost it.
What I'd like to say is I think in our language of this ordinance you passed or whatever you passed, early retirement, there is not such a thing as early retirement. There's an early leaving of the position. I've got an employee that left, not knowing whether they were retired. They're not. The person is not old enough for retirement, but it fits this ordinance that you passed because you use the term early retirement.
Retiring from working at the county, I understand what
right,
you're saying.
But when they leave, are they retiring from working from the county, and do they qualify under that aspect of what you passed?
Well, what we passed, what we're talking about is making them stay away for a year at least, except on maybe a part-time basis, so that you can't just say, okay, I'm retiring from the county, I'm terminating my employment, and then come back next week, and you receive the benefit, and you were only gone a week.
Well, I think that's extremely out of the ordinary. Now, you are receiving a savings on everybody that retires, even if you replace that position, because the money's involved is based on longevity.
Exactly.
And you get all those increase, but some reason we get the mindset that we've got to replace that position at the same money that that individual was hired in at the same money that the person retired at.
That could be
because they're taking up those responsibilities, but that's not the way it is. You need to take into consideration when you replace those positions, which is a savings to the county, how much of their salary was longevity. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot after 20 years.
Absolutely.
It's a lot after 18 years.
You can save not just by keeping the position open. If you replace it with a lower paid person, you're saving money as well. That's correct.
And just as qualified.
Right.
That's a statement I want to make. But we do have this a little confusion out there. What is retirement? And it's not explained in your ordinance.
No.
Leaving your job, is that retiring from the county? And that's an issue you need to look at too, I think.
That's what we were doing, I think, with the...
Yeah. Jimmy.
I was kind of on the same lines as what James was saying there. And an example, we had an employee that worked here for 3 years and left and got the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Not eligible to draw any retirement.
Right.
It looks to me like they'll at least be invested in our retirement system.
Okay.
I'd like to see that be part of this deal because otherwise, you know, you're...
Which is 5 years.
Yeah.
But okay. Eliminating a position is still eliminating a position.
We didn't eliminate the position. It was a dispatch position. I can't eliminate dispatchers.
Right.
I got you.
So you would like to see, if we're going to modify the wording, you'd say... Make it 5 year minimum.
I would think it ought to at least be somebody that's least vested in the system.
Okay.
Got a couple of nods out in the audience, so that's
I think it's a great work session we're having today. I'd like to have another one before we make a decision. And I have more elected officials present to voice their opinion and department heads. This is a great discussion we're having because it's all fits into if we're gonna make it a policy, which we have here with this, but this sunsetted, so it's out of effect, but at least everybody knows and there's no questions. If anything else, we could run a copy of it off and send it out in their paychecks and everybody knew right then how it read and and we wouldn't have people coming in saying, I want to retire in 2030.
We didn't do anything like that, I don't guess, when we implemented this.
No, but we should.
We should have, yeah.
I think we could.
Somebody else? Gary?
Just one quick comment. As someone who's approaching that retiring age, I have to look at more than monetary compensation. I have to look at what do I do if I retire early concerning insurance. That's a big factor. And I think, and just in discussion with people I've had here in the courthouse that are around my age, that seems to be one of the most important things about are we going to be able to retire. Because when you hit 60 or 62 years old, you're probably not going to be able to find another job that's going to maintain you at your current rate where you have insurance. But I know there are lots of companies and organizations that have worked with their insurance companies to create an extended period of COBRA insurance so that maybe beyond the 18 months, you maybe have 36 months or even longer in some cases of the ability to maintain insurance at the rate that you had as an employee. So that's something I wish we could check into.
So, Gary, am I hearing you saying that if that was what you're asking to consider would not be that the county would be paying for their insurance, but that they would be able to buy it like COBRA for an extended period after
I mean, paying would be wonderful, but I realize that it's tough. Some companies are doing that. But
anybody know about
in my
that?
Case...
Yep. Branson School's doing it right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just the fact that I have a year and a half after my COBRA expired, I couldn't even buy insurance.
There's several people that would take advantage of that, I think,
I can. Yeah, I think you're right. But the monetary, don't get me wrong, that's a nice incentive as well because that would pay for some of that insurance that we have to pay on our own. But there are other things to think about besides just the money up front.
Gary, let me ask you this question, and for all the elected officials listening in, do you think that in itself would be a responsible act for someone to take retirement and pay for the retirement themselves versus even the collection of a small minimal $200 a year for years of service, but the fact that they could buy insurance if we could work through the insurance company at the rate that the county has to, but they pay for it themselves. And it's not available.
Right.
But
I think you're right. In some cases, that would be incentive enough. In other cases, you know, if I've worked here 30 years, I would like to have that $200 a year as well. So I think there might be a happy medium. I don't know what the cost would be to the county or if there's a cost on that extended insurance. I do know there are federal programs right now that will help reimburse an organization, a county government, for costs that exceed a certain amount for those types of policies. So that's something that might be worth checking into and I think would be an additional incentive to get additional people to consider retirement.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Rick?
I actually asked Gary to talk to you guys about that. I've had more people come in and tell me that that's one of the things that keeps them from retiring more than anything else. I went so far, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, I actually talked to the insurance company and asked them what kind of a cost that would be to us. And it's actuarially, it is going to cost us something because it raises the expenses that we have in our health insurance. But at that time, it was pretty minimal cost. And that's the thing you need to do with that is go to your insurance company and say, hey, look, we're going to cover these people to a certain age. What kind of costs are we going to incur? And the county may pay for that, or it could be COBRA. Just, you know, we can extend the amount of COBRA. But I think this is probably a better incentive than anything else we could do for them.
I'm taking this different, just as we were talking about. I was thinking the availability of them being able to buy their insurance at the same rate as the counties. This is what I was thinking, not the county paying for their insurance.
That's what COBRA is, Dan.
Yeah, but I'm talking about for an extended period of time, at least to the age they could receive Medicare or one of the other government insurances. But But one thing that I think is should be of importance to think about is if I understood the other day when we were talking to one of the agents that the average age of a county employee here at the county now was 54 years old.
That ain't old.
I know that ain't old, but it's that is if you're talking about the average age of an employee being 54 years old, how many people are going to be retiring in a very short period of time?
We and I think you need to be cautious if you take in this into consideration. You can't just say until a certain age, because you might have somebody that's 26 decide they want to hit a retirement and stay on our insurance. We might not want that. I think you'd need to say a minimum or maximum number of years that they could COBRA. And I talked to Bob a little bit about this, and I think we can extend COBRA beyond what the requirements are.
Yeah, you don't want to say till retirement. You know, a 26-year-old would be on COBRA for a long time.
Yeah, we don't want to do that, I don't think.
Thing to bring up. See, like with law enforcement, they can retire at 55, actually draw the pension and everything at 55 through SURF and loggers and everything, but they don't have any insurance.
And that's why you'd want to look at it and maybe look at it in that instance. Maybe that's going to help encourage some of those guys to take that.
Maybe 10 years.
Yeah, or something like that. Maybe not that much, but you got to look at it that way.
But there's a lot of them that don't retire just because of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you can understand it.
Yeah.
Other comments? Good questions, and I've got three things written down here. The five-year James brought up would be invested. I think that's worth looking at. Extending COBRA. Folks, that if we do extend it, it would be caught in between.
Who's going to be able to research that COBRA extension? Is that Don? Is that something you can take, or Dixie?
Dixie's dodging that. I mean, Don's dodging that one.
Dixie threw her
hand
up.
That was an hour ago.
I believe if you're going to research it, you're going to have somebody that deals closely with the insurance company, and that's going to be you're going to have the insurance agent look at that, because they may or may not. We may have to pay for the actuarial study to do that. I mean, it may be an expense to the county on that end.
Well, I think
they can look at it and tell you what other companies are doing or stuff like that, but to actually get a cost or something like that, it'd have to go through the insurance.
It may not be too big a task. If Danny said Branson Schools, I think they use the same agent we do, so that may have already been done.
When I talked to them,
they work on the same insurance.
When I talked to them 2 years ago, Chuck, when I talked to them 2 years ago, they actually asked the insurance company, and they said it would be no extra cost at that time. But, I mean, it may have changed because it's people beginning to do it.
Since you brought that up again, what you were saying the county's rate would go up, that's assuming in a fair assumption, because it probably is the older folks. But if the folks that took that extension didn't have cases, our insurance wouldn't go up. Now, that's right. Probably unlikely, I understand, but if you have people
you never
that are going to the doctor or, you know, not having experience.
Chuck, I had somebody the other day tell me if you made it through the 50s, you're probably going to live a long time. And that's what they said, Don. So I'm still hoping now.
Time.
Me and you, we're close now.
We have lived a long time. Okay, good deal.
So, Dixie, do you want to do that research and try to give us some numbers? And then once you have those numbers, she can post the next meeting, because we really kind of need that information. We can put an arbitrary date of Monday, but if she doesn't have the answers, there's no reason to have the meeting. So
right. Let's shoot for Monday, and like you said, if we can't,
Dixie,
she doesn't have her info.
Get numbers. Once you have them, then we'll post the meeting the next. Yeah, that's true. There's a holiday this week, too. So.
And she's
on
Friday.
For some of us.
Don,
you got, what, 5.5 hours or something?
I want to tell you one more thing. That Dixie has been in my office, and she's a little concerned, and I know this can be a daunting task for her, but she needs to know which insurance company she needs to talk to.
That's a great question.
Did we not get that posted?
We got a benefits fair next week, too.
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about Monday.
Okay. Dixie had sent us all an email, and I went in and visited with her, and I think they got
so we really can't start it till Monday.
That's right.
So we really, we know we're at least another Monday off before we can come and have another discussion about this. And that's the Monday we're at MAC before Thanksgiving. So we can't have it that Monday either because we will be in Lake of the Ozarks.
You're not here next Monday?
This coming Monday.
They're going to make a decision this coming Monday,
Yeah, is that what you're saying? Company, but we can't even have a, we can't have any research done on the answer to that question until the following Monday, which we won't be here.
Why? I mean, can she not go to our company and ask them right now?
As far as numbers jump, they won't be able to give you anything if that's the case.
Well,
because we haven't decided on the insurance company.
But I'm not talking about numbers.
Okay.
Aren't we wanting to ask? Will they allow us to extend COBRA? Isn't that the issue?
Yeah, but there's also a cost associated to that, too.
Well, how would they have a cost without knowing the people that,
that
were on there?
That's above your and my intelligence.
Well, I know it is, man. Frank?
I just wanted to say that a year and a half ago, we had a department head elected officials meeting. And we had talked about those happening on an ongoing or a quarterly basis or something to that effect. And just by what's going on here in this room this morning, we're talking about one subject. There's other subjects countywide where I'm just advocating that we meet on a quarterly basis as this type of group and talk about issues that are upcoming and current with the county. I think we could have a lot of a good discussion.
Not a bad idea. All right, so are we all right to ask Dixie to check with our current company and see if they will extend COBRA? And, okay, is there anything else we're looking for her to do or somebody else?
I think we're good. Bob's going to have some ordinance, some stuff to write up.
A thought? Anybody else?
You're going to write some thoughts up. Bob's going to put some things together on paper.
Well, between now and when we make this decision, you guys come up with some more ideas because, I mean, I think it's been a great discussion. So maybe somebody out there with something that we don't even know about that we haven't considered.
Okay. I think that was all we had until 10 o'clock.
MAC delegates?
No.
Oh,
no.
MAC delegates.
We do have an executive session.
Oh,
we have
an
executive session.
All right. MAC delegates, can we handle that? Before we go into executive.
Is that Donna was driving that?
Yes, they came by and got my vote this morning. I think I was the last one or next to the last one, so they might have it.
So we need to do we need a recess for 5 minutes to get Donna to get the information to us so we know what we're voting on?
Yeah,
yes, that sounds like a grand plan. Recess for 5 minutes.